أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إلا تنصروه فقد نصره الله إذ أخرجه الذين كفروا ثاني اثنين إذ هما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا فأنزل الله سكينته عليه وأيده بجنود لم تروها وجعل كلمة الذين كفروا السفلى وكلمة الله هي العليا والله عزيز حكيم صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 40 of Surah At-Tawbah. The discussion began two ayats ago when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the battle of Tabuk, or the expedition of Tabuk, that there were those that were ever ready, there were those that delayed, there were those that had valid excuses, and there were those that had no excuse but didn't participate. And hence here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses this ummah, and Allah ta'ala says, illa tansuruhu, if you do not assist him, him referring to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, faqad nasarahu Allah, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has certainly helped him. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had certainly assisted him. One occasion when Allah ta'ala assisted him is being mentioned here. إِذْ أَخْرَجَهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, when the disbelievers had expelled him from Makkah Mukarrama. In Surah Al-Anfal, we discussed the details that when they decided that they had enough of Islam, then the decision was made to assassinate, to kill Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many Sahaba had already made Hijrah, and now the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala comes that you, O my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you make Hijrah. The choice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, he informed Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he became the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on this hijrah, and hence Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam left with Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثَانِيَثْنَيْنِ إِذْهُمَا فِي الْغَارِ, that he was the second of the two when both of them were in the cave. Now the details with regards to that goes in depth. We'll discuss those aspects that will be sufficient for us to understand the verse, to understand the ayah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had left Makkah Mukarramah at night. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was that personality, our lives be sacrificed for him. That he walked with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it comes in the narration that he walked on the right hand side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he walked on his left, he walked in front, he walked behind him. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw the restlessness of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he asked him, Abu Bakr, are you doing all of this so that I will be spared? Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should anything happen to me, I'm just an individual. But should anything happen to you, that can never happen. And in this way, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu walks with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Durr Mansur has one narration that when they came to this place, the Mount of Thawr, and now they had to climb up. Obviously, they were quite aware that the Quraysh are going to look for them, and they are going to try and track the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as a matter of fact, which they actually had done. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had carried Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then he began to tiptoe. And as he tiptoed, the flesh under his toes had begun to become cut. And in that way, they reached the top of this Thawr, the Mount of Thawr, which of course we will refer to the Cave of Thawr or the Ghar of Thawr. And there, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told by Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ya Rasulullah, you wait here, I will go in. He cleaned the cave And Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu then saw holes in that cave. So he took out pieces of cloth he tore from his clothing. He placed it into these holes. One hole remained. He brought Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lies on the thighs in the lap of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And that one hole that he apprehended that an insect could have come from there, he places his heel against it. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu makes our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comfortable. And it was from that hole that an insect had bitten the heel of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu in pain, excruciating pain, but he would not move because of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's comfort. Then he begins to tear, that is involuntary. Who can stop the tears from flowing from the eye? And one of those tears of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu falls on the Mubarak cheek of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gets up. He asks Abu Bakr, what has happened? Sayyidina Abu Bakr explains to him, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes his Mubarak saliva and he places it on the heel of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which immediately had given him relief. And this is that incident now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about. The Quraysh come with their trackers and they come to this cave, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protected Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a way that Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, I can see their feet, I can see their legs. If they just have to look down, they will see us in this cave. And it is that time that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about, إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. Remember that time when he said to his sahib, when he said to his companion, look throughout the entire Quran, the companionship, the sahabiyat of no other sahabi has been attested in the Quran but that of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. If anyone but anyone denies Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu being a true companion of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he denies this verse and ayah of the Quran, and of course then he's denied Allah and he comes out of the fold of Islam. So hence Allah ta'ala says, إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. Do not grieve, for certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. Now this ayah says a lot, but just one aspect we discuss. If Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu would have had any fear for his own life, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have not told him la tahzan. He would have said la takhaf. Do not fear your life. But the fact that he said la tahzan, do not grieve, you grieve at the loss of someone else. You grieve at the fear of the loss of someone else. And this was the fear of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Not the loss of his own life, but the grief of the loss of the life of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also says, فَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down a sakina. Now sakina, we may translate it as tranquility, we may speak about it as serenity, we may speak about it as internal comfort. But what actually is sakina? Ulama said it entails three things. One is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had placed nur, Allah ta'ala illuminates the heart. Secondly, Allah ta'ala puts quwwat in the heart, Allah ta'ala strengthens the heart. And thirdly, Allah ta'ala puts life into that heart, that nur, that ruh that Allah ta'ala puts in. And hence, this is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reinforced into the heart of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which permeated then into the heart of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. فَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَأَيَّدَهُ بِجُنُودٍ لَمْ تَرَوْهَا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assisted him. Allah ta'ala assisted him with a force that you could not see. Now here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about this force, One is in Ma'alim al-Tanzil, they say it was the angels that had come down to do several things. One was this, that the angels made it such that they did not look into that cave, and in that way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had saved them. The second, Allah ta'ala put fear of these angels. Through the angels, Allah ta'ala put fear into the hearts of those Quraysh that were looking for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the result was their hearts were stricken with awe, they became afraid. And third, they were made to turn around and go. That is the one aspect of it. The second aspect is that force that Allah ta'ala had sent down was in actual fact the makhluk of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that the spider had come and that spider had webbed his house, the spider's web, at a point and place where even the Quraysh began to say to the tracker that you are speaking a lie. You are speaking a lie that they would have come in this direction, because this looks like a web of many days. In one narration, it looks like a web of that time before the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is such an old web. And then in the certain riwayats we find that Allah ta'ala sent this pair of pigeons that laid its eggs on the path so that it will become manifest that if anyone walked past here, those eggs would have never remained safe. It would have been broken and cracked. And hence in this way, they became convinced that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is nowhere in the vicinity, and they went out. And then Allah ta'ala says, وَجَعَلَ كَلِمَةَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا السُّفْلَى. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who made the words of the kuffar, of the disbelievers, abased. In other words, Allah put down their words. Now one is the word of kalimatul kufr, all the kufr that they would speak about, and one important aspect is all that planning and plotting to get Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that also Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had abased. Wa kalimatullahi hiya al-ulya, and the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is most dominant, it is most high, and that is the kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immaterial, the condition of the ummah, but the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will always be dominant on the surface of this earth. Wallahu azizun hakim, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is aziz, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is almighty, Allah ta'ala is most knowledgeable, Allah ta'ala has all the wisdom, and through the wisdom of Allah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala used this ummah to protect the deen, but Allah ta'ala does not need anyone to assist Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.